Blood, pride, survive.
Hello everyone, welcome back to PWPonderings.com. My name is Chris Jitsi, I am the web admin, and this is the Combat Zone Wrestling Cage of Death Preview Podcast. We have a special guest on the line, DJ Hyde. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well, Chris.
Glad to hear that. I mean, I know we were talking off the air, you said you're in some traffic. I know those pains. Like, commute every day. It is what it is.
Well, you know, I have to go mold young minds to become professional wrestlers every evening for the most part, Monday through Thursday at the CZW Wrestling Academy. It's a good hour away from where I live, so I completely understand what you were going through with that.
And pretty much you have reign over these younger talents. And I mean, I guess that kind of leads into the first question I have is, went to czwrestling.com, saw this graphic. What is Dojo Wars? What's going on with that?
Dojo Wars is I don't want to say it's a student show, but it basically is something that's set up through the CZW Wrestling Academy. One of the things that I've always wanted to do with our trainees, and we have done in the past, is set up a developmental type of a system. What Dojo Wars are going to be, they're going to be shows that are done for free. So anybody can come for free at our wrestling academy in Blackwood, New Jersey. It's going to be open to anybody. So you can come and you can watch the younger talents. You can check out the school if you're interested in training, and have a good experience. The idea, the concept of it is something that we've done in the past. A lot of people may not remember, but many, many, many moons ago, where, CZW and Chikara was lined up, we did things called Next, or Stars of the Future, and that's actually how the Maven Bentley Association started. And some of the younger talents would work with veteran people, and then they would do about a six-match card, and then you would get, the main event would be, DJ Hyde versus Claudio Castagnoli, or, Chris Hero taking on, Mike Quackenbush or something like that. I mean, those would be the main events of the show, And it would always be where guys that made a couple of predominant stars. A perfect example of that is the current reigning and defending CZW world champion, Drew Gulak. And also one of the guys that's main eventing CZW's Cage of Death and has main evented many occasions at this point is Danny Havoc. They were both made in that system and groomed to the point that you get them out there and you set them up and you get them ready for the big shows in CZW. The only difference with Dojo Wars is that there are a lot of people within the dojo who are probably not ready to wrestle yet. We have a lot of people that are at all different levels. There's some people that they just started. There's some people that's been there for a year. The idea is to incorporate everybody into the show in some form or fashion. So it gets them in front of the camera. Gets them in front of the fans, whether it's them cutting a promo, whether it's them being a referee, whether it's managing, valeting, etc., etc., etc. Or just going out there and trying to do some fun things. We have a lot of ideas that we want to kick off with that. The other part of why it's called Dojo Wars is we've opened it up to some other schools in the area where they will be sending certain guys and some of their younger students in to kind of work within this program. Most notably, obviously, would be the Ring of Honor Academy, where there's guys from there that actually do train with us from time to time. And a lot of other guys come from other schools where they're in only on certain days. What we're planning on doing is unveiling this in January. And basically, right now, it's Cage of Death season, and that's probably the main topic of discussion. But in January, we're going to kick this off, we're going to give people this opportunity, and we're going to build characters and really start making guys and getting it in front of a small crowd. Now, for fans, it's absolutely 100% free. So the way I look at it, I think our building can hold about 100 people. All right, maybe a little bit more, just give or take, but that's a guesstimate. If we can't get 100 people in there for free, we're doing something wrong. So it's a good experience for everybody all around, a good place to start. It's going to be very family-friendly, not like CZW. but it's going to be a lot more fun, a lot more interactive, and a great benefit to anybody that trains at the CCW Wrestling.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and as you said, I was just kind of intrigued. I looked up there, I go to the website every once in a while, and it's like, Dojo, I hadn't seen anything mentioning this before, so I had to ask. But as you mentioned, the main topic of discussion is Cage of Death 15 at the Flyers Skate Zone, December 14th. Of course, CZW tickets are available online. You go to czwrestling.com, and this will be broadcast live on iPay-per-view at czwippv.com. I guess there's also going to be a free Q&A for those who gain early access at 4 p.m., so I don't know what you're waiting for. Purchase those tickets. DJ, this is probably one of the biggest shows of the year in all of indie pro wrestling, and of course, Cage of Death itself. As I told you, I think it sells itself. This year, you have a big matchup. You have the Nation of Intoxication versus Drew Blood, Matt Tremont, Ron Mathis, and Rory Mondo. And when we ask some of our listeners and readers to send in questions, the number one question is the NOI going to get a fourth member? Is that going to happen?
Well, I will tell you that there will not be anything we'll be announcing. Nation of Intoxication has a lot of friends in this business, a lot of friends in the CZW locker room. They've been all around. They've wrestled everywhere. These guys, not just in the combat zone, but they've been around indie wrestling. They've made a lot of friends, and they have a lot of acquaintances. On the other hand of that, they've also made a lot of enemies. These are three guys. They love to get drunk and party, and they make a lot of mistakes when they do that. Quite frankly, they piss me off on almost a daily basis. But, don't be surprised who's in that. There are plenty of guys that I'm sure would get their back and would support them. So we'll see what happens come Cage of Death. The Nation's taking on what we're now referring to as the Forgotten Ones with Tremont, Drew Blood, Ron Mathis, and Rory Mondo. I mean, nobody would have ever expected Matt Tremont to turn his back on those guys, but he did. But you never know who's going to show up. You can always expect the unexpected at Cage of Death.
I think so. And we got quite a bit of mail about that when that happened, at Night of Infamy. And I think it was kind of shocking for everyone. And I don't know. I just kind of see. It's obviously it's Cage of Death. It's going to be violent, but there's something personal in this for everyone. So I'm looking
forward
to it.
Very personal. And there's a lot of different issues that are going to result in this match, and hopefully they will be all taken care of. Hopefully this will be it doesn't get much bigger than this in anywhere in independent wrestling or in wrestling in general. There's not a match anywhere that I've ever witnessed or ever seen that is anything like a Cage of Death match.
I think two names, though, that a lot of people are seeing that and they've noticed this is, Scotty Bartex and Drake Younger. Have you even heard from them? Are they going to be at CZW, even around for this, or what's going on?
Scotty Bartex, at this point, from what I understand, has taken his ball and gone home. He lost his smile for the second time. So, Drake Younger, on the other hand, is a guy that is fully on our roster. I'm actually wrestling him this weekend at Wrestling Cares in Los Angeles, and I would expect him to pop in CZW very shortly. He's one of the best, most talented guys in all of wrestling at this point. Whether he'll be a Cage of Death or not, I can't really say at this point. I would say that I can guarantee you that Drake definitely wants to be there, though. He loves CZW more than anything else. And, the only thing I think he takes above that is his daughter and his wife. And he is a man that would, do anything for this company. And, at this point, he's retired. He's never done. You never say never in our business.
No, you don't. And, of course, before we continue, I'm going to start from the bottom of the card, work our way up. And, of course, we just talked a little bit about the Cage of Death main event. But I want to say you guys are also continuing the tradition of collecting the unwrapped, unopened toys for Toys for Tots at Cage of Death. So everyone that's going, please bring something to submit. I think that's it's a really great program that you have there going in with that. So the first match on the card that I'm seeing, and I'm not sure if this is in order or not, but we have Kimberly versus Christina Von Erie. The challenge was accepted. And, these two women, they've been tearing it up, like, everywhere. So I think that's going to be something special for everyone involved. Are we going to see more women's matches in CZW, or is this kind of, it's kind of them right now?
I mean, we have a very vast, a diverse group of women between Kimberly, Christina Von Eri, Cherry Bomb, Nevaeh. I would expect to see more women's matches in CZW just in general. Also, you know, I mean, I know we haven't talked about this, and we'll probably bring it up organically. I'm also one of the co-owners of WSU now.
Yes.
And with that, you know, that is an entire women's promotion that is going to be filtered through CZW, you know. And there's a great group of talented girls there that, you know, some of which have been in a CZW ring, you know, girls from Jessica Havoc to Mephisto to Mercedes Martinez. You never know who might show up, but I would expect CZW in the coming year, and as well as Cage of Death, you know, to be featuring the women, because pretty much all the women, for the most part, within the Combat Zone are going to be involved in our show.
Yeah, I mean, that, I think everyone just kind of made that assumption, you know, when it was announced in kind of shocking fashion that you are the new part owner of WSU. I think people are like, okay, what are we going to get? And, you know, well, as you said, just going to see what happens and what comes of that. But another... go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, WSU, I mean, I can tell fans what they're going to get. Basically, the next show is scheduled for February 8th. It will be a doubleheader with Combat Zone Wrestling at CZW's 15-year anniversary show. What we're looking to do is something that's unlike anything else. We're not going to censor these girls. You're not going to get your little prim, proper TV-style WWE or whatever. We're going to let girls wrestle. You're going to see gimmick matches with hardcore wrestling. You're going to see a women's product that is totally uncensored. On top of that, we're looking to make a ton of improvements. We currently have a new website that has been developed. It's not 100% ready yet, but it is up and functional. You know, any fan that wants to check out just the brief synopsis of it, it's called the new WSU.com. New title belts, really just bring up the exposure. Right now, we've been looking at talent, and over the next few months, we kind of have, hey, these are the girls we definitely want, but let's look at these other girls and say, hey, are we going to utilize them too? I think the last two WSU shows, we brought in a lot of new talent from, you know, a lot of different places that have never been in WSU. Or, you know, have never been in front of, you know, DJ Hyde and had me seen them live and look at them. And basically, I think it's going to be finding the right group of women that meets that, hey, we're going to uncensor you. We're going to let you go. We're going to let you go out there and be you and do this, not where you have the restrictions that are put on a lot of wrestling. So I think that the WSU project is going to be huge, and I think it's really going to take women's wrestling by storm starting in 2014.
Well, you mentioned Cherry Bomb earlier, and of course, she has a match against Greg Excellent. Well, not she, but she has been part of it, and I think at Night of Infamy, a lot of people were shocked by Greg Excellent's count-out victory over her. Unfortunately, Pepper Pucks, he's not going to be able to compete, so she brought in $5 Wrestling's Freight Train, a name I never thought I would announce with CZW in the same sentence, but he's going up against Greg Excellent, who is also bringing Mama Excellent. I mean, DJ, what could you possibly say about this? Freight Train? That's... That's kind of
shocking. Well, I mean, there's also some stipulations to this match that was before Pepper Parks was removed from it due to him having to go teach a DDP yoga seminar. Basically, if Greg wins this match, Trey Bob becomes his valet and manager. Now, if Freight Train at this point wins this match, Greg has to conform to Cherry and Pepper's way of life, where he's going to have to stop eating chocolate cake and drinking Mountain Dew. He's going to have to diet. He's going to have to work out and shave his body and tan and do the things that a professional wrestler is supposed to or a professional athlete. Now, with Freight Train being brought in, there's some things that should be really said about this. Greg Excellent is one of the only people in the current CZW locker room that has never lost at a Cage of Death. He has won every single match he's ever had at Cage of Death. Over the last few years, his mother has made her every year Cage of Death appearance, where she has gotten involved with guys like Colt Cabana, myself, John Zandig. The list goes on and on and on. You know, Now, Cherry, on the other hand, has went out and gotten Freight Train. Some things, Freight Train's most famous from $5 Wrestling, for being the $5 Wrestling Champion. People know him, he's great, he's wildly entertaining. But he's also undefeated. Nobody has beaten him. He has held that $5 Wrestling title forever, it seems like.
Yeah.
So, he has the name Freight Train, he has really run over everybody, one way or another. Now, with that being said, that is the backstory. This match, you have two of the best comedical wrestlers in the business. I mean, Greg Excellence alone has gone toe-to-toe with every single top guy out there that has comedical wrestling, and he steals the show. I mean, Greg is probably the most underrated guy in our business. Flat out, bar none. And Freight Train is just, he's Freight Train. He's loved.
This really match is. He's quite the following.
Yeah, this match could only happen in a CZW ring. Because I don't think anybody else out there would book it. And now, I think fans are going to get something truly special out of this. And something that you will never be able to see anywhere else. So I am very much looking forward to that match. On top of, you're going to have Greg's mom out there. On top of, Cherry Bomb's going to be out there. And it's just, a lot can happen. You never know which way it's going to go. And it's just, I'm hoping for the most entertaining, crazy thing I've ever seen.
Either way, someone's streak's going to get broken. We're going to find that out.
Either way.
Now, of course, the next matchup, it's OI4K, Jay Crist, Dave Crist, and Nevaeh against yourself, Sozio, and Biff Busick. Some would say your team has an advantage, but then others would say Nevaeh, you know, she's pretty tough in her own right. So what's going on there? I don't mean to be biased. I think, you know, you're assuming you're going to win, correct? But still, it's a pretty tough team.
Well, if you look at how this all started, this didn't start with just Jake, Dave, and the man. This all started with Sammy Callahan. You know, and fans that follow CZW and know Sammy, me and Sammy have been, at odds a better part of Sammy's and my career.
Right.
I mean, we've been at each other's throats for probably 5 years. You know, Sammy left for, World Wrestling Entertainment. You know, he's now Solomon Pro. And he's sorely missed in the combat zone. But, you know, they started this little group called OI4K. You know, Ohio is for killers. There are four people originally that are all from Ohio, and they're all best friends. I mean, Jake and Dave Crist are Sammy Callahan's best friends in the world. And, you know, I kind of went out and made my presence felt, and finally, I've gotten rid of Sammy. Sammy's last match in independent wrestling was against me. I have beat Sammy Callahan more times than anybody in history. All right, it's a fact. It's just proven. And I think Jake, Dave, and Nevaeh kind of came out and they wanted to poke a little fun at me. And you know, you don't poke fun at the boss. You don't piss me off. I'm one of the biggest, baddest guys in independent wrestling, let alone CZW. And every single time since that point that they've gotten in the ring with me or gotten involved with me, they paid the price. I've always come out on top. I expect nothing different at this point. Now, these guys are definitely fan favorites. The crowd takes them very well. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter to me what that crowd thinks. At the end of the day, it's just going to be another W in my pocket. Now, obviously, I can't take them 1-on-3. I have to get a little bit of backup. So I brought the front end. You know, Sozio, Biff Busick. Biff Busick is an amazing talent. Sozio's been around CZW for over 12-plus years. I think we're definitely going to get the job done and put an end to this OI4K thing once and for all.
Tough words there. Tough words to follow. So up next is, of course, the Showcase Scramble. This is I'm really excited to see this match. There was a five-way scramble last time, and Shane Strickland, he won that match. But this, I would say it's probably the most, I guess, in lack of a better term, star-studded scramble in terms of the ones we've seen. A.R. Fox, Andrew Everett, Chuck Taylor, Chris Dickinson, Latin Dragon, and Caleb Conley. All six of these men having some pretty breakout years, seeing them on a lot of other shows, and just bringing them all together, that's nuts.
you have these six guys, and you know they all have something to prove in this match, not just in wrestling in general. In CZW, I mean, you're talking guys like Chuck Taylor and Chris Dickinson were a hair away from becoming the CZW world champion.
Yes, he was.
You know, and A.R. Fox, you know, while he may have lost the CZW Wire title, he hasn't been beaten in close to a year. You know, I mean, he lost at Best of the Best, and that was probably one of the only losses he's had in over a year. You know, and he was in the finals of that tournament, where he saw the finals of that tournament 3 years running. It's something like that. Caleb Conley's really coming into his own. Andrew Everett is the guy. He's a breakout guy. You know, Latin Dragon now with his, you know, his new attitude, is this could be a huge jump for them, and whoever wins this match could become the number one contender for the CZW World Championship.
I think so. I think the stakes are pretty high. And then Chris Dickinson, of course, I mean, he's just always dangerous, no matter where he goes. So
he's a nut job. He's definitely got some... don't get me wrong, I love Chris Dickinson and all.
Sure.
I'm actually probably going to... He actually trains with us, but he's there's like that dude is a psychopath. He might kill somebody. No joke.
If he gets his hands on Andrew Everett or Caleb Conley, I mean, no offense to them, but he might bend them in ways that I just can't imagine.
Caleb's a pretty big dude. I mean,
that's true.
Deceptively strong. But Everett's like 5 foot nothing. I mean, could you imagine what Dickinson could do to him? You saw what Dickinson did a couple months ago to AR Fox.
Right.
I mean, Everett's not
small, but he's lanky. And Everett's just also, he's not, you know, he's kind of lanky, but he's also got that small frame. And against Dickinson, I mean, Jesus.
Fox is also like rubber. I've seen Fox take things and just magically bounce back from them like you would not believe. But, and I don't know how he's gotten up from it, but he's AR Fox.
Yes.
What makes him AR Fox? The Rob Van Dam of our generation.
Pretty much is. I know. I'm looking forward to that match. That's because, as you said, possibly, you know, someone could be a number one contender looking into the after they win that.
You know what else, Chris? You never also know who might show up at a CZW show, and you never know, you know, what could happen in that match, and you never know who's going to get involved. It might end up being an eight-way. It might, you know, lots of things can always change with that. So you'd be surprised on what might happen and what might be there, and that match might even get bigger.
Well, I'm not going to lie, there's some names out there floating around that recently have become available, and I know people have been asking us to ask you about that, but maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. One match that we do know we're going to have a number one contender announced is for the tag titles. We have the Murderers Row, Azrael and Bandito Jr., of course, with Chrissy Rivera, against the Beaver Boys, Alex Reynolds and Johnny Silver. The Beaver Boys are just a guilty pleasure of mine. I think these two are pretty excellent together. But, I don't know, Azrael and Bandito, they're pretty much it. I don't know. I don't know who to call this for.
Well, this has been going on between these two for the last 6 months. They have, you know, I mean, if anybody wants to look back, these two have probably had two of the matches, these two teams, I should say, have had CZW's match of the year twice this year. They just keep topping themselves. And this time, whoever wins this match is going to go on, and at our anniversary show in February, we'll go on and get a title shot against the CZW World Tag Team Champions. You know, I expect big, big things out of this. These two teams have stolen the show. And if you don't believe me, I mean, Chris, you've seen some of the shows, you know, don't take my word for it because it's my company. Go back and watch it. You can check them out at czwrestling.com on our VOD site. It's literally, go back and watch these guys because these guys are two of the best teams in this business. You know, they should be right up there with all the guys that are talked about, the Young Bucks, the Briscoes, you know, the American, or the Wolves and all that. They should be up there. You know, and this is Cage of Death. These are two teams where, you know, the Beaver Boys have never been on a show like this. You know, they got something to prove. You know, and Azrael and Bandito, they want to get back to the, you know, being kings of the mountaintop. They've fallen short a couple times this year. But they're just a hair away. Not to mention, they held those belts about a year ago for a better part of a year. So, you know, they want to prove that they are the best in the business. And now each team is one win up on each other. This is going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah, I would say that Alex Colon and John Silver, they had a great match last month. And then, of course, Silver, he just had to, you know, poke his nose in their business. So, of course, Azrael and Bandito, they didn't beat Black, you know, Blackout. But, you know, you never know. Of course, they're building themselves back up. The next match, though, also, Alex Colon defending against Shane Strickland. We covered how Shane Strickland became the number one contender. DJ, you really do have some of the better young talents out there. I think Alex Colon, of course, he defeated AR Fox, but he is really coming to his own in CZW. I'm not really sure why, you know, he's not booked in some more places.
Well, he's Alex Colon. He has a bad attitude. But some of the good things about some of these young guys, some of these young guys and a lot of them that have come out of there, and I'm sure we're going to mention some of them later, not only are they guys that have come out of, you know, being young, they're guys that have been trained at the CZW Wrestling Academy. You know, both these guys have been trained there. I mean, Alex is, you know, from ground start. Shane started his training in Virginia, moved up here, started training with me, currently still does. Alex was trained by me. Now he currently lives out in Ohio, and he trains with OI4K. And, you know, these are guys that they've cultivated. They've honed their craft. You know, it's taken them time. They've had to fight, you know. And this match is something I think is going to be special because, realistically, this is something that's been going on since CZW's Best of Best. I think these two have both had a breakout year. You know, Alex Colon, current defending reigning CZW Wire champion, Best of the Best champion this year. Shane Strickland's popping up everywhere. Like, his name is showing up on every card, every company, everywhere, and it's because of his talent. And I think Shane kind of feels unjust because at Best of Best earlier this year, Alex literally beat him by holding the tight. And they wrestled again, and basically Alex cheated again with Azrael and Bandido. Then in the four-way, when Alex won the CZW World title, which is probably one of the most epic ladder matches anybody's going to see from Down with the Sickness this year,
absolutely.
AR Fox, Andrew Everett, Shane Strickland, Alex Colon. Alex Colon faked an injury. And not only did he fake an injury, he was a week and a half out of a grade 3 concussion. He had staples in the back of his head that day, and he took a reverse Rana from the ring to the outside through a table to the point that EMTs and the ambulance were there, to the point that everybody, including the wrestlers in the back, thought Alex was hurt. They came out there to try and lend support. And Alex was carried and carted off to the back and stretchered out and literally ran out there, knocked Shane Strickland, who was just a hair from grabbing that title, off the ladder, climbed up, grabbed that title, and is now the champion. And, you know, I know Shane takes this very, very personally. And it's something that, you know, that Wire title to him or that Best of the Best win would have meant a lot. I mean, he's worked his way. He's paid his dues. He didn't go and take shortcuts. It feels like Alex has. You know, if Alex didn't hold the tights, maybe Shane would have been the Best of the Best champion. If Alex didn't take an injury and try and fool everybody and cheat them out of that, Shane would have been the Wire champion. And that's kind of where we are now. And now it's the grandest stage, you know, in independent wrestling. It's Cage of Death. And you have two of the top young talents in our business ready to kill it for you.
Yeah, I couldn't say it any better myself. And I think these two are probably going to be the future of this business right now when we look down the line in indie wrestling. Some other two young upstarts, JT Dunn and David Starr, known as Juicy Product, they're going up against some tough veterans in Blackout Ruckus and Black G's with Robbie Moreno. Ruckus and G's have seen everything under the sun. They are the CZW World Tag Team Champions. But I don't know, upsets can happen, right, DJ? Dunn and Starr, I've seen them in other places. They could get it done here. No pun intended.
I think Dunn and Starr are two other guys. They're just, you know, they're like Alex and Strickland. I mean, David Starr, another CZW Wrestling Academy guy. You know, I mean, and if you just look at him, his old character, you know, you just look at it. I mean, he's basically... I hate to say this, we compare him to Adam Cole a lot. You know, and JT Dunn is breaking out, you know, through our affiliation with Beyond Wrestling, where a lot of guys have come out of Beyond and our partnership with them. You know, JT is now that guy. He just won their tournament for tomorrow. I mean, he's really breaking out. And these two started off as, you know, they wrestled each other. You know, their debut match in CZW, Down with the Sickness, was against each other, and if it wasn't for that ladder match, they probably would have stole the show, you know, and they became best friends ever since. Now they're getting their opportunity against probably two guys that not only have seen everything, they've made event in Cage of Death. They've won Best of the Best, each of them, world titles, tag titles, junior titles. What have Blackout not done, not only in CZW, but in our entire business?
They're dangerous, you know, they definitely are.
And they're cocky, and they believe that they are the best in the world. Flat out. They've held those belts, and they have beaten everybody. Every single team, they have put them down. You know? And here we go. You get these two new young guns, hot young tag team, taking on Blackout. Now, odds are Blackout's probably going to dominate this match and pretty much control them and beat them very handily. But as you said, upsets can happen. There was a team a long time ago they cage you death. Blackout wrestled for the World Tag Team titles called Team Andrew, which was Drew Gulak and Andy Sumner. And Drew Gulak and Andy Sumner were probably less than a year into wrestling, and they defeated Blackout and became the new World Tag Team Champions in CZW. So upsets can happen. It only takes 3 seconds to win a match. All right? Those guys are very talented, and I expect very, very high expectations out of both of them, and I expect this to be a great contest.
Absolutely, and I think that Dunn, you know, as you said, he won Tournament for Tomorrow too. And Davis, sir, they've been. If you just go to Beyond Wrestling's YouTube page, or even go to CZW's YouTube page, you can check out what they've done. I think they've progressed quite a bit. Of course, JT, he's been in the business a while, but still, he is considered still kind of an up and coming star. So I'm looking forward to that. The main event, though, not the main event, but one of the main events in my mind. This is a match I think is going to be awesome. Of course, PWP, our group, we put together two graphics, people backing Gulak or Chris Hero. So here it is, CZW World Heavyweight Championship. Drew Gulak going up against the returning Chris Hero. DJ, the night that you released this news, I think it just blew up Twitter, it blew up Facebook. This was something no one saw coming, and then you just have, I think you have it. And of course, we all know that, you have some stiff competition ahead, but still, I think Hero and Gulak could be the match that really makes a difference. And I don't know. I'm backing Gulak, but hey, it is Chris Hero, and he's done quite a bit. You have a really good article up at czwrestling.com, tale of the tape for Chris Hero, what he's done in CZW. So I don't know. As the owner, I know you can't be biased, but still, this has got to be a contest you're keeping your eye on.
Well, I look at it this way. These are two guys. There's a lot more to this for you, but there are two guys that right now, I'll start with Chris Hero. All right, Chris Hero called me and literally before it was announced that he was released, and said, DJ, I'm getting released. I want to come back to CZW. I want this to be my home. I need to make point. I need to be in something good. He said, what do you got? I said, I have Cage of Death coming up. He said, that is the biggest show in wrestling. He goes, can I get a match there? And I said, at that point, I was kind of like, well, everything's kind of booked up. And he said, what has Drew Gulak been up to? I said, he's CZW World Heavyweight Champion. And he said, I want to challenge him right now. And I said to that, I sat there and thought to myself, and I'm like, I know Chris pretty well. I've wrestled him many times. I've been on the road with the man. I've trained with the man. He's a very unique person. And he point blank came out and literally called Drew Gulak out. Now, I think in the back of Chris's mind, he goes, look, I'm coming back to independent wrestling. I'm not with World Wrestling Entertainment anymore. I have to make my mark. I have to have a home. I have to be synonymous for something. And at one point, I think he proved that. He was the savior of CZW. And, he was the CZW World Champion. And then they formed the Kings of Wrestling, and they won titles in all, in three of the major companies and held them all at the same time with Claudio Castagnoli. I think right now he looks at this match as his opportunity to really prove a point to the world that he is one of the best wrestlers in the world and that he is going to solidify himself as the man in the combat zone. Because that was when his career took off the first time. And I think he realizes how important this match could mean to not just CZW fans and stuff, but to his career and to what it can do for him. Now, on the opposite side of that coin, you have Drew Gulak. Drew Gulak, recently at our Tangle Web event, defeated Masada. Now, Masada has obviously been injured, and he has had a knee surgery and things along those lines where he was a wounded warrior. But Masada has beaten people for 2 years straight. He's the second longest reigning CZW world champion in history, by only a few days. He also defended that title more times than anybody else in history, not just in the combat zone, but across the globe, in Big Japan Pro Wrestling, WXW. He's been everywhere, 2CWs, all kinds of places. He's unbeaten. After that, Gulak went on to take on some stiff competition. Now, this is a guy that was homegrown, trained in the CZW Wrestling Academy, worked his way up. He's won a couple of titles, really has changed his whole way of thinking over recent years. He's for a better combat zone, and he's, a classic technical wrestler. He's not the typical what guys would say are CZW guys, and he is not only just beating guys, he's beating them handedly. He's putting on matches of the year. Anybody that does not believe me, go back, watch Night of Infamy from this year. His match with Chuck Taylor, mind-blowing. Okay, it's literally, I will put it up against any match almost anywhere on the independent from any company, all right? It's that good, and he is out there killing it. He is on fire. He's on fire in all the other companies he's working for. Beyond Wrestling, Dragon Gate, Evolve, you know, Wrestling Is, and all this. This is a guy who's looking at this and probably sitting there going, hey, I'm taking on Chris Hero. If I beat Chris Hero, I am now the man. There's nobody who can doubt me, who can question me being one of the top guys in our business. I am going to beat this guy. And a little bit of backstory with that, you know, Chris Hero is one of Drew Gulak's trainers.
Right, I was just about to say.
Not only myself, but, you know, Chris Hero is a guy who has mentored him, who has taught him, who has literally, you know, helped him in this business. You know, I mean, I can remember back when Drew was training and you know, Hero and him formed a special bond. They had a relationship that not a lot of people in this business have. You know, and me and Drew, you know, we're very close. We're very good friends. But, you know, him and Hero had a special wrestling bond where I think Hero wrestled more of Drew's style and what he enjoyed to do. You know, and he learned a lot from Chris Hero. So now you have student versus teacher, two guys that are pivotal in their careers right now. You have the young lion and the old lion trying to reclaim his glory, you know, and prove that, hey, I am the man. And Drew Gulak trying to say, look, I am the man now. And if you think you can beat me, then beat me. Because if Drew, you know, not only that, Drew has that entourage. Drew has a lot going for him. And, you know, I support the campaign for a better combat zone. I mean, if I had to pick sides, I'm going Drew Gulak. But do not be surprised if come the end of that match, Chris Hero is holding the CZW World Championship above his head.
No, and Chris Hero, he's not exactly what anyone would call a typical CZW wrestler either. So it's not like Gulak's facing someone with a style that is completely diverse from his own. So that's going to be interesting. I think that, as I said, the night you announced it, I think everyone's mind was just blown. And I think everyone's anticipating it. Of course, we also mentioned the Cage of Death. You talked about a lot. You know, is there anything else, any other thoughts that you have in it? I mean, I just think Nation of Intoxication and Blood, Tremont, Mathis, and Mondo, I think it speaks for itself. There's just going to be a ton of violence. And, of course, Cage of Death has that history. There's a lot to live up to, but I think these seven men can handle it.
Well, I think Cage of Death is not a regular show. I don't think it's a wrestling show. I think it's an event. You know, it's compared to WrestleMania. WrestleMania is not your normal Monday Night Raw or your normal pay-per-view. It's WrestleMania. It's a feeling. It's things that you have to experience. Now, on top of that, we're doing a live Q&A. Starts at 4 p.m. If you get your tickets in advance, or you can get them at the door at that time, you can get into the Q&A. You know, and you know, you'll be able to ask TJ Hyde any question you want, anything. It doesn't matter. Chris Hero will be there. You want to ask Chris Hero, know his opinion on something. You want to ask Danny Havoc his opinion on something or his thought. Or what do you think of this? Or what do you think of that? All the stars will be out there and ready for the Q&A. You know, you'll get there early. Or, you know, we're going to have tons of our vendors there from highspots.com, RF Video, Smart Mark Video, Gimmicks Tees. There's going to be a ton of other people that are going to be there. You know, get your merchandise, get it early, get what you want, you know, before it runs out. You know, and you can get your holiday gifts, too. Maybe there's something you want to buy for the wrestling fan, you know, and in your family, you know. You can get them there. I know CZW is going to be doing some sales, which we're going to announce probably the day before on DVDs and some T-shirts. I know RandomThings.com, who is our RandomThings.co. I keep saying .com. RandomThings.co is going to be doing some special things. So you never know what's going to happen, you know, and it's an event. You know, and you also never know who's going to show up. So, I mean, obviously, you got a 4-on-3 main event. There's a lot of talk of some other people, you know, that are out there, you know. You never know who's going to show up in a CZW ring.
You really don't. I mean, I think I have to just get this question out of the way. You know, Davey Richards. It's just out there now, DJ. Have you talked to him? Has he contacted you? What, you know, just tons of people ask us about that. Only second question behind asking if the Nation of Intoxication was going to get a fourth member. I mean, is there anything that you can speak to this? Anything you want to say?
I recently heard about Davey Richards not wrestling for Final Battle. He has not reached out to me. We I have spoken to him recently. He was actually recently on our Germany tour, which,
right,
you know, fans,
yeah,
that those DVDs are actually going to be coming out. And I have a very good relationship with Davey Richards. I also know that he is World Wrestling Entertainment bound. But it doesn't mean that I might not give Davey a call and say, you know, how long is this interview going to be? and say, hey, man, what are you doing December 14th? Want to come on out to Jersey? You know, you were supposed to be out this way anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know.
I had to get the elephant out of the room, you know.
Well, man, you know, I would love to have Davey on the card. That's what I would say. If Davey Richards hears this or anybody, and Davey wants to come in and we can definitely work out a way to get him here, I'd love to have him on the show.
I can't confirm, but I know that he does pay attention to some of our podcasts. So.
Well, hey, Davey, if you hear this, I'm flying to L.A. tomorrow. You know, so I would love to hear from you. You know, wrestling for Wrestling Cares, and you know, I'll be out there with some of the best talents in the world, from Adam Cole to Papa Don, and you know, myself, Drake Younger. You know, there's going to be a lot of great guys out there. But you know, Davey Richards is interested in working CZW's Cage of Death, and you know, I'm sure I could dig somebody up for him to wrestle, and we can add another match just to give fans one last Davey Richards match out on the East Coast. I would love to do it.
Another name that has popped up in some of the questions is Shane Hollister. What's going on with him? He recently lost his AAW title to Kevin Steen, but people are wondering, is he still in CZW?
Currently, Shane is no longer with the company.
Okay.
There are some business reasons behind why. I mean, I that is something where, you know, I said, hey, I'm probably not going to say, I'm not going to get into it, but this, it's something I'm sure Shane does not want to talk about. He did leave on good terms at this point. You know, and some of the changes that were made in his program and what he was doing, you know, Shane just couldn't be here at this time. And, you know, I mean, if Shane wants to discuss it, that's completely up to him, but, you know, I don't want to put out what happened. And, you know, I know in the future, though, you know, probably in 2014, Shane Hollister will probably get another opportunity within the combat zone. And, you know, I hope at that point some of the mistakes that were made, you know, can be, you know, rectified. So at this point, he's currently no longer with the company. But I would expect to see him back. I know Shane desperately wants to come back. And, you know, I think he's a great talent. Unfortunately, sometimes people make mistakes. And, you know, I can't sweep everything under the rug. You know, I can't. I got to go business first, friendship second, unfortunately. And, you know, I love everybody on my roster. This is my family. Like, I see these guys more than I see my family. And, you know, I take this very personally with the way I do business and with how everything with.
Unfortunately, Shane can no longer be here and wrestle within the company. Hopefully in the future again, that changes.
Well, at this moment, I think Cage of Death 15 just going to be one of the biggest events, if not the biggest, in indie wrestling. It takes place December 14th at the Flyers Skate Zone. CZWrestling.com for all the information. Of course, it's going to be broadcast live on iPay-Per-View at CZWIPPV.com, so get all the information there. So, DJ, now that we're, you know, Cage of Death, obviously one of the biggest events for CZW, but so is Tournament of Death. And on your website, you guys are talking about Tournament of Death 13 is coming. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it was announced last year, Tournament of Death 12, that Tournament of Death 13 will be CZW taking on Big Japan Pro Wrestling. What we plan on doing is having representatives from each company in the tournament. And literally, the two best deathmatch companies in the world vying for probably the biggest deathmatch prize in the world, Tournament of Death Trophy. And I fully expect to see the best that Big Japan has to offer. We have not announced a date for that yet, as me and you spoke off air. We're basically waiting on the Japan schedule. I'm expecting to announce that date at our anniversary show, February 8th, and probably have tickets go on sale immediately so people can make plans. Obviously, I'm kind of at the mercy of some things, you know, in Japan because they have their own schedule, and I want, you know, to make sure that we get the best of the best. I think the guy that I think everybody wants to see right now and probably has never done a tournament of death is Jun Kasai. And, you know, CZW's got some strong, strong talent that you know, can definitely, you know, match up very well with everybody in Big Japan Pro Wrestling. You know, from guys like Masada and Danny Havoc and myself, you know, to Matt Tremont, to Lucky 13, Devin Moore, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, you know, and from what I've been told, you know, we may be getting a group of junkies, which is a faction over there, which is Jun Kasai, is the leader of that faction. And Tsukamoto was, you know, he's in that faction too. So, you know, I would definitely love to have them come over. You know, there's another guy that is the current reigning and defending Big Japan Deathmatch Chammy, which is Asami Kadaka. And Asami is amazing. I know Danny Havoc praises his work. And I think that's a guy that I really am trying to push to get at that time. But as I said, sometimes I'm at the mercy of their schedule and what they got to do and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course. Well, thanks for giving us that info. I mean, because I'm looking forward to it. But, of course, as we say, Cage of Death is happening next weekend. And I think everyone should be going to that show if you can make it out there or watch it live on iPay-Per-View. I also want to mention that the World Triangle League, we talked about this. It includes WXW out of Germany, Big Japan, and, of course, CZW. It is out now for rent or VOD download. Just go to vimeo.com/westsideextremewrestling, or you, of course, can look up wxw-wrestling.com. And you can get it there. DJ, I want to thank you for the time, sir. I really appreciate it. And of course, anything you want to throw out there, plugs, whatever, you know, where can people find you? On Twitter. Not that they couldn't before.
If you want to find DJ Hyde, you can find me at DJ_Hyde_1 on Twitter, or actually on Facebook, too. I have an Instagram, but I don't really use it. You can email me at DJHyde@czwrestling.com. I love getting emails from fans and, you know, answering whatever questions I can. But you can also follow Combat Zone at Official Combat Zone on Facebook, at Combat Zone on Instagram or Twitter, you know, for all your latest things. Check out, you know, the CZW website at czwrestling.com. You can catch up on all of our shows on VOD, you know, or watch the latest show on iPay-Per-View at czwippv.com. And, you know, check out our vendors, Smart Mark Video, RF Video, Hotspots.com, you know. And definitely all your CZW merchandise needs from, you know, t-shirts. We now have a special that will be ending very shortly on our track jackets because this is the one time we're actually doing them for fans. You know, go to randomthings.co or you can just go to czwrestling.com and you can get all the information there. If you're looking to become a student or you're actually looking to become, you know, a professional wrestler, valet, manager, backstage correspondent, or even looking to intern with the Combat Zone, you know, please check out the Wrestling Academy. We are located in Blackwood, New Jersey at 110 Harmon Drive. Tryouts are free, 100% free. If not, Cage of Death 15, 1 week almost to the day, Saturday, December 14th. Live at the Flyer Skate Zone, where you can watch it live. The pre-order is up. You can order it right now for $14.99 at czwippv.com. And support Pro Wrestling Bonders, because these guys are awesome.
Thank you, DJ, for the kind words. And, of course, thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you again a little bit later.